Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches. Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
We're both fresh off the plane back from vacay.
Fresh from the Instagram vacay.
Yes.
I mean, if you follow either of us, you are disgusted and you hate us and we're the worst. But we're back.
We are back.
And listen, I want to say, before we get into the episode, I just want to let the listeners know how appreciative I am of them.
Yes, we love you.
I am. I like the people who listen to the show because, listen, some of these are tough listens. Some of these, you're hit with truth bombs that maybe you weren't ready to hear on a Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning.
Makes you uncomfy.
This ain't a comfy pod. This is a discomfort pod. This is about shaking it up. You're here at the truth zone to get hit in the face with a batch of truth. Okay?
It's coming flying at you.
I'm throwing honesty on your face all over it.
Yes.
And smushing it
in. The honesty is going to sit on your face.
Sit right there. And it's going to harden. And then it's going to be tough to wash off. So listen, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for telling a friend. I want to thank you for coming to the live shows or already having purchased to the tickets to the live shows. I did a show last night at the Comedy Cellar. All these people coming up saying hello, and then they're like, I'm coming in November.
That's going to be an amazing, amazing show.
It's going to be like a Beyonce concert.
Yes.
But with more tears and probably less tears, actually, now that I think about it. More laughs.
Yes.
We will out-funny Beyonce. I can promise.
I think we can promise that. Yeah.
I can make that promise.
We can deliver on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Beyonce is hysterical, though. So
in close quarters.
Definitely.
not on stage. She's right. A great dancer. But listen.
No, I'm joking. She's not funny.
We want to thank you. Now let me turn it.
Okay.
Okay.
Switch it up.
I'll thank you. See, this is the type of dictator I would be.
This is like a compliment sandwich.
Compliment sandwich. Thank you. Now, turn up the volume. If you haven't told a friend, you're nothing to me. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. If you haven't got your tickets to live shows, you're out of your mind. If you haven't told the group chat, you're nuts. You're nuts.
You're crazy.
You're out of control.
Lock yourself up.
Lock it up. So now is the time. And also, this is the season. This is the season people need this podcast most.
Right.
I think the summertime is when people get into podcasts because I say it's the podcast season.
You got free time.
I was thinking about this the other day. Someone asked me about ghosting. Like I was doing an interview with somebody.
Right.
And then off the top of my head, I had this thought.
Okay.
I was like, if you think of dating like a sales cycle, okay?
Okay.
You guys are a media company. You are the cock of a media company, the COC.
Okay.
Chief of content.
Yes.
You guys have a sales cycle, okay?
Yes.
When you bring in new, you know, media people and bring in new advertisers. That's
right.
Dating works a lot like that, okay?
Refresh the queue.
Well, spring is opening new business, is cold calling.
Okay.
That's when you meet new people. Summer is when you're trying to sell. Okay. Right now is closing season.
Like cuffing season?
Cuffing season. But
is that the same thing?
Same thing, similar. Because we're talking about it's fucktember, fucktober. Right now everyone's, because in the summer you have so many excuses. So you are meeting all these new people over the spring and summer. You're opening new business. And then you're like, oh, we should do next week. Ah, I got my beach vacation. Ah, I got the wedding. Ah, I got. Okay. There's a lot of built-in excuses in the summer.
Excuse season's over.
Now you're saying, I got the paper in front of you. Let's sign some deals.
Right.
Because now you're going, hey, we met at the beach. We met at the
pool. We've been dating for 3 months.
Technically. And now it's, are you free next week? And you go, everyone's free.
Right.
It's fall time. During the fall, there's less excuses.
Exactly. And that's when you know if someone really wants to see you.
That's when the plan. And that's when people, and I'm noticing this about my DMs. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Patreon account where you can pay for advice.
Plug.
But people are asking more questions than ever.
Right.
Because it's that transition time. Now it's time to go, hey, are we going to do that date we talked about all summer?
Yeah.
That's why I call it Fucktober, Fucktember. Because right now, you're having that third-ish date. And then over the winter is when people become long-term clients.
Right.
So we're not there yet. We're at that transitional season where people are figuring out.
This is the most anxious season.
This is the most anxious season.
Yes. There's always, and I feel like there's when I get DMs where people talk to me, they're always like, I feel so, I don't know what to do. I just feel all this anxiety about all this, like this dating. And is he going to text me? And when do I answer him? And if I had sex with him, was it too soon? And was it not soon enough? Blah, 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 blah. And like, I think all that stuff is very normal. It's weird.
The most normal, that's the whole point of like what we're talking about on this show. But like right now, it's the most normal to feel like what's going on.
Yes.
This is
the gray area.
It's the gray area. And also now you're put face to face with a yes or a no.
Mm-hmm.
The summer, you're put face to face with a lot of maybes.
Right.
I got this. I got that. I got the wedding. I got the bachelorette. I got the bachelor.
I'm seeing you. I could be seeing a million people. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Fall, it's a yes or a no.
Yeah.
Are
not
you here
meeting a ton of new people?
No. I had a girl. She DM'd me. She was like, I met this guy and, you know, we went on two dates. And then the other night he sent me, we've done this subject on the show, but she was like, he sent me a you up text. And I was disappointed by that. And I'm like, yeah, this is the time of year you're going to get disappointed by shit. Like, this is the time of year where someone's going to go reveal themselves of what they were looking for.
Well, this is the time that, you should also reveal yourselves, too. It's like you've had your fun summer.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And now it's totally okay to be like, hey, I'm not looking to just be, like, hooking up late night. Let's do whatever.
Or you say, oh, missed that text. Free for drinks. Like,
there you go.
You can play that game, too.
You can play the game.
But when this is all a long way of saying, people need this show.
You do.
If you are listening right now, tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. And we're doing some live shows. I don't know if we've mentioned it on this. Have we mentioned it?
I don't know if anyone's heard us talk about our live shows, but we are coming to a city near you. And our next leg of our tour is in the South. I'm so excited. If you call Florida the South, do you? I think so, sort of.
Miami gets left out of the South.
It is more South than a lot of other Southern cities.
You wouldn't know by the people. A lot of
Jews. So October 10th, Miami, October 11th, Orlando, October 12th, Atlanta, October 13th, Nashville. We've got some exciting guests lined up.
We've already announced a couple.
We have.
Orlando, Joey Fatone. I mean, I can't believe I just said that.
I'm so excited.
That is the, and listen, so I know we have a lot of mutuals.
Yeah.
A lot of mutual friends. Somehow I'm finding this out as I excitedly tell people Joey Fatone is coming on the show.
And they're like, oh, I know him.
They go, he's the best.
I heard he's really funny.
Funny. Awesome. I know that.
He does some Impractical Jokers. Have you ever watched that show?
Well, I know Sal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we should have him on the show. Sal's the best.
We should definitely have him on the show. I'm obsessed with that show.
Oh, you
like
that?
It's so funny.
So Sal, I was at his I mean, not to name, I was at his bachelor party.
Oh, wow.
Because I was at the Cellar Vegas and his bachelor party was there. So,
oh,
like,
you
one of the
invited.
Nights. Wasn't invited.
Okay.
I did a drop in.
Okay.
So, which everyone loves on their bachelor party.
Right.
But, no, so I know that he does, someone told me last night, he does the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Okay.
And they fuck with Joey by doing NSYNC, and then he comes up and sings Backstreet Boys.
That's funny.
A karaoke.
Right.
Can you imagine? Like, if you're listening around our age.
That's amazing.
That's like the most amazing thing.
Yes.
They were the biggest in the world.
It's like Inception or something.
Yeah. Right? So Joey Fatone's going to be in Orlando. And so Miami, we're working on guests. Orlando, we got Joey Fatone. And if you haven't bought your ticket, just do it now. Stop it. Stop it.
Just come.
Stop putting it off. Stop being like, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, 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 no. Get the ticket now. Get your group chat. Get the friend who goes, well, I don't know. It's a long week. Nah, 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 nah.
You got nothing else to do.
You got nothing. You have no one. You have no friends. But bring the people you think are your friends.
Exactly.
Betches.co/UUP live.
Yes.
Betches.co/UUP live. Miami, October 10th. Orlando, October 11th. Atlanta, October 12th. Nashville, a very special guest, October 13th. You heard it here. Jed from The Bachelorette. All the questions you want asked, we'll be asking.
Yes. If you have any questions for him specifically, he's the guy. If you don't remember him, he's the guy on The Bachelorette. Who
he's the guy who got
had a girlfriend and
it weren't a girlfriend, it wasn't
whatever.
His girlfriend.
Oh, he just said I love you and she met his parents. We'll get on,
you
we'll
can
get
already
into
tell
that.
We have a lot to talk
we'll
about
get
with
into
them.
That on stage. But if you have questions or if you want to come on stage with Jared and I, and we've gotten a lot of submissions for dating app profiles, we also want to do some guys. So if you're a guy and you're coming to one of the shows, send your profile in to youuplive@betches.com, or send a text conversation that you want interpreted to youuplive@betches.com. Stop sending your text combos to Jared. He doesn't have time for it.
I'm done.
Send it to youuplive@betches.com and we will go through it on stage. You're going to have so much fun.
All of this information is in the description of today's episode. So you can go find the emails where you send your live stuff. You can find where you get the tickets. The most important thing is that this tour is now officially sponsored.
It is.
I'm so excited. It's very cool. Not because it's always cool to have a sponsor, but I think the sponsor aligns with this audience perfectly.
Very well. Yeah, so our sponsor is the Moxie Hotel.
Yep.
We stayed at the one in Chicago. They have locations all around the country. They even have some in Europe too. We're going to be staying at the Moxie Hotels on our whole tour.
Yep.
We really loved it. It's like, it's great. We were saying it's like the modern day, like, saloon.
Yeah, it was like a millennial saloon. You know,
yes.
In the old West, you'd come in and there would be the bar and
exactly.
They'd serve you a drink. And then you'd go upstairs with, you know, your lady or man and you'd go and like the guy in the corner playing the banjo.
Right.
And that's what it feels like, because every Moxie Hotel, first of all, the price point is made for a group trip. It's made for a bachelorette party. When you get to the Moxie Hotel, they're going to give you their signature cocktail. So the party starts the minute you walk in the door. They're handing you a drink when you check in. There's food and there's a night. You know, the atmosphere, and here's what I do a lot of hotel complaining because I travel a lot.
Right.
So
you would know.
I know.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Says the person who never gets it. I have a lot of hotel complaints.
Right.
Moxie is built for the people of our era, the people of our age
group. The millennials.
Here's the thing I always talk about. Like, my dad cares about different things than I care about.
Right.
And he'll be like, well, I went to this restaurant and the food was small. And I'm like, what do you mean the food? Was it good? He'll go, I want the burger coming off the plate. And I'm like, but if it's a shitty burger, who fucking
right.
cares?
He wants a ton of terrible food.
He wants like a cow. Like a big pig.
Right.
So, but I'm saying at a hotel, he'll do the thing where he'll go, and the room was huge. And you're like, well,
I don't care.
Were there USBs next to the bed?
Exactly.
That's all I fucking. Dress me in chargers.
Yes.
I want so many outlets
everywhere.
I want to trip over an outlet.
I want to put outlets all over the bed.
Yes, I want outlets. I want
to
outlets
sleep.
Coming from the ceilings.
Exactly.
Okay. I want
forget a mirror ceiling on the mirror. I
no.
want outlets on them dangling
exactly.
below me.
But that's the thing about the Moxie Hotel. It is servicing the pressure centers that are of a certain era.
Exactly.
And, you know, downstairs, you can get a drink. There are people hanging out.
There's games. There's like Jenga. There's stuff to also entertain you on, like, a date there. It's great. Lighting's great. It's like, great for pictures, but also, like, kind of, like, romantic-y.
If I was to write the tagline for Moxie Hotels, it would be Moxie Hotels made for mingling.
It is.
Because the downstairs is made for you. The room is comfortable and all that stuff, but it's made for you to go get downstairs and hang.
Exactly.
So we're very excited to have Moxie on as the tour sponsor. We'll be staying at their hotels all over the country. And listen, is there anything else to say? I mean, we just had a blast, and I know you guys will too. And to say, this is the type of hotel you bring the group chat to.
Exactly.
Great price point. Great for a group, great bar downstairs, place to hang out. Let's do the show. What are we talking about?
Let's do that. So we have our first email.
Can I plug one thing before we go?
Of course.
I know we spent like 15. I think this was a fun conversation.
I enjoyed it.
We made fun of some. Yeah, right. I wanted a couple of things. You got back vacation.
Mm-hmm.
How was the so hold on.
Okay.
To let people know, if they don't follow on Instagram.
Which they should.
You went with Mike, your boyfriend.
Yes.
To Italy.
And then Munich.
But hold on. It wasn't Munich first. This is important.
Right.
You guys are in, you're at the age.
Right.
Where if you go to Italy and it's on Instagram.
And we're 30.
And you're 30. you're getting questions.
Right. Yeah. No, we're definitely getting questions.
But you know that going in. Like, yeah. You say to Mike.
What, am I not going to travel?
I know. Well, this is the thing. It's interesting that you're like. It's interesting that we've all become, because of social media, doesn't matter how big or small your following is,
right.
Your following
expects a certain thing from you.
Expects a certain thing, but you have to have like a PR meeting with Mike. You know, you have to go, well, what are we going to tell people?
Are the fans?
What are the fans going to think? We go to Italy because you know... The engagement questions are coming.
Yeah, I got a few DMs. Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Like, okay, keep waiting.
I mean, that can't be a close friend that would DM you.
No, they're strangers.
Strangers.
Yeah, strangers.
I mean, I was on. I was away with Jess, my girlfriend, and she said to me, "The first
did
thing,
she think you were going to propose?
No. What if I laughed for the next hour? How insulting.
Sounds like you're kind of doing that already.
Sorry. Oops. So, she saw you were going to Italy and goes, oh my God, are they getting engaged? It's a first to me.
Right. To you. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people have that question.
And I said, I don't think so. That was but I go, if it doesn't happen the first day.
Yeah.
It
listen you up, listeners. If I'm getting engaged imminently, you will know. Okay?
An exclusive here.
What?
Everyone will know here first?
You'll know. You'll hear it here first-ish.
How does the talk start? Like,
it's not really a talk. It's like the way that we've talked about engagement is very, it's very clear to me that it's not happening in the next like couple months or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you go to Italy, like now it's like, okay, is mom asking questions?
Here's the thing. Everyone is entitled to ask all the questions they want. I'm not anti-question, but like I like to put it out there before anyone. Like if anyone asks me about like how things are going, I'm like, yeah, we're living together. It's going great. And like, you know, that's something that'll probably happen eventually, but it hasn't been discussed in like such a concrete, imminent way that it's like knowing my boyfriend, it's not something that he would be like, surprise, not his style at all. Like it would not be like
that. You would know it's coming within the next, you know, hour or two. I hear you. I just think it's interesting to me because the pressure is so on your side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any of that pressure.
Right.
But it's just annoying. I would understand. I would think.
I imagine it's like being married for like a year and people are constantly asking you like when you're having a child.
Well, that's the whole thing about, you know, people write into this, like, why won't he commit? I think we should do this email because I do think it's on subject, but it's like the bus leaves the station and goes like you guys moved in together. Now right. it's the next questions are about the next right. thing.
There's never an end to like the societal expectations of what's next.
Of course, no one. When you moved in with Mike mm-hmm. and you go on vacation, no one says to you, "How's the living together thing going?" They all just expect it's going great. Okay, right. on to the next thing.
Yeah, which is not right. Which is why I mean that just goes to show you how glossed over everything on Instagram is. It's just like,
yeah.
oh, well, we're doing this step, then we're doing this step, we're doing this. There's no like, you don't get any behind the scenes information about the discussions that go behind that about the fact that, because Instagram makes it seem like it's just such a like spontaneous, amazing, fun like thing. It's like it's not. It's like a financial question. It's sure. like a it's a security question. It's a lifelong decision that like to me, if that was a surprise to me, I would be like a little bit like almost turned off or freaked out. Like if I were with someone who thought that it was like a good idea to not discuss something like that with yeah. me, spending the rest of our lives together and like us, you both mutually, it's like the romantic proposition of an engagement is that someone asks you and you say yes, which is sort of the antithesis of what we discuss on the show.
Yeah.
Right. That you should be the one that it should be like a, what about what you want and a communal like discussion and decision, mm-hmm. not like, oh, I'm waiting around for this man to just like
yeah.
propose to ask me. I'm just sitting here waiting for him to ask me. It's like the opposite of you taking control
of your dating life,
of your dating life and your decisions and it being like a mutual discussion. Like
yeah.
the real way that engagement should happen, it should be like, it should just be a picture of the couple and they should be like, well, we've been talking about this for a few months and we decided to take the plunge.
And financially, this made a lot of sense.
Right.
And, you know, at this point
in our lives, we're both getting older. Yeah, yeah.
It would be the most boring and least romantic
thing.
Neither of us
wants to start over.
We actually had a lawyer draw this whole thing up. Exactly. We didn't even write it. It's funny to me because like it's like we are taking two different flights to the same place,
mm-hmm.
and you're on the flight ahead of me.
Okay, and I'm, that and does seem like that.
It does,
right?
And you're because I'm well, with you should, my well, girlfriend like a year.
Well,
and
you should hope that I don't get engaged for a while because as soon as I do, that's the
I'm
thing with girls.
I'm pushing off your engagement as long as possible.
Well, the thing with girls and people in their proximity is like once someone around them gets engaged, it becomes like a little. It becomes like someone like flicks them in the head and it's like, when is that happening for you?
Well, I mean, you guys. Moved in and mm-hmm. now the next conversation it's like you're texting me from the flight Wi-Fi that there's the turbulence isn't bad up here. You're gonna hit something over Utah but you'll be fine and once you get to LA and I'm in the back because you know we've had discussions of like you know moving stuff
right so
and
you're like one step behind me
I'm
yeah.
behind
yes.
but also seeing how the you know I want to know how the
you
flight's
how
going,
doing?
How you're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, it's great. It's fun. It's like, it's great. I wish I didn't care about when it happened, the next step. I wish I didn't at all, which would be like an inaccurate statement.
Sure.
It's more just like, I would like to know that it's 100% happening around a certain time so that I don't have to think about it constantly.
What are you thinking about?
My big fear, and I've discussed this on the show, I have a lot of relationship anxiety, not because of him or because of even my relationship, just because that's something that's sort of like ingrained in me.
Mm.
So me as a 30-year-old woman now, as of 2 weeks ago, my fear
how
is,
many times have you
is
said?
How long am I going to live with this guy before I find out if he's like 150% in and then like, or is he just wasting my time?
This wasting my time thing. I think that's like the biggest divide between men and women in this.
Is that men
game.
Don't think of it like that?
We have no clock. We
right.
have
well,
no. There
you don't
is
have
no,
any ovaries. I don't know what to tell
I
you.
I know, it, and it's but
it's not a sexy conversation. But it is kind of what am I just gonna like be the chill girl until I'm 40?
I could sound I could sound really stupid right now because I was actually talking about this the other day.
Okay.
And I don't listen. This is gonna get people. I'm going to have someone that's a doctor being like, well, to me, it's interesting that I'm not one of those like anti-capitalism people that's like
okay.
the businesses are bringing down our, I'm pro-capitalism and for most things,
okay.
but it does feel like that the hospitals are like pushing this agenda of like, come on, have the kids now. Because it's funny to me, I looked this up the other day, at 35,
it's interesting.
Well, at 35, yeah. It's immediate. It goes from regular pregnancy
to geriatric.
To geriatric.
Right. That's literally what it's called.
That's literally. I looked at it. Yeah, it's literally what it's called. It just goes from normal.
Right.
To geriatric.
There's no 30s of pregnant, like maternal 30s.
There's geriatric. No, like, softness into And to me, that's like a marketing thing of like, hurry the fuck up.
Well, let me tell you something. It works.
Yeah, and I know that a doctor might be I know that the risks go up and the percentages change between
big fertility.
But this is what I'm talking about. Martin. It is kind of funny to think about that. Like they were like, "Well, we got to if we got to shock these women into having babies."
Think about the messaging coming into your head if you're a 30-something-year-old woman. It's like you better have kids in your early 30s or earlier, or you could wait. And your choices might be that you might not be able to have any.
Yeah.
Or you could have one that could be very ill.
This is what I'm saying.
And that'll be your fault because you were an old bitch when you had it.
This is to me that. So we
imagine having that kind of clock.
I can't imagine.
This going
is
on.
What we, you know, understand your enemy.
I get it.
But
it's not completely untrue.
It's not untrue at all. Yeah. I empathize with it. I'm like, I can't imagine it. I'm 34. I can't imagine walking to the doctor at 35 for my birthday checkup.
Right.
And the doctor going, well, welcome to being geriatric. And you're like, wait a minute, that just happened in a day?
Right. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It kind of feels like a marketing ploy to get you to fucking hurry up and have a baby so that the hospital doesn't go out of business. But. Like, there's no, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's the same marketing ploy as, like, get a mammogram when you're a certain age. It's like, yeah, it's one day, but it's, like, statistically this year is, like, you know what I mean?
It's amazing the flip over. Like, so, like, I'm saying, if you're out there, and, like, I do want to read this email.
You're also lucky, I think, too, because, like, Jess is how old?
26.
Right, and you're 35?
Not to say that this wasn't part of the plan.
Well, I'm saying that's a... For especially for your probably like the commitment timeline, I think that's probably she's been lucked that you're that much older than her. Like my boyfriend, we're both 30, right?
Yeah.
So it's like for me being 30 for a man and being 30 for a woman are very different things.
I can't believe that I was 30 a college ago. You know, like I was. You know, like, I can't believe it was 4 years ago. I can't believe I went through a college since 30. Like, I remember my 30th birthday. Like,
right.
That is crazy to me because my mindset, like...
It's the same.
Well, my mindset then, you know, just hearing you, what you're talking about geriatric pregnancies. We're talking about that right now. And you're talking about that as, like, yeah, that's on my mind. At 30, I was like, what the... I don't even know how to spell geriatric. You know, like, I'm like sitting there like an idiot.
I mean, Mike is probably somewhere between, like, that and me.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's quite there. But I'm just saying
he's got spell check.
It's a different set. I think it's better to have a bigger age gap, like, at this age especially.
Because I think it helps.
Because, like, if a guy is 35 and you're 30, there's more of a sense of, like, you're almost on more similar... time. Or if I'm like, I want to have a baby at 30, if he's like, I want to have a baby at 36, I'm like, not going to happen. Like,
yeah. That's not on my...
Right. That would work for you if you had a 28-year-old girlfriend.
I think the point of this is all to say, like, we're dealing in two different schedules.
Mm-hmm.
One has no schedule and the other is on their mind.
Right.
You know, like, and that's, you know, when people talk about, like, well, why aren't I'm dating this guy and he's 25 and he's just like, I'm not ready to commit. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. He yelled shots at a bar 2 weeks ago. You think he's fucking settling down? No, I don't mean settling in that sense. I mean, like, you think he's like relaxing? You think he's ready to get on the flight to fucking move in town?
I wonder if the geriatric pregnancy age was moved to, you know, like the retirement age moves.
Yeah.
I wonder if they moved the geriatric pregnancy age to 40. If we could all just chill out a little bit.
if there was less stress. Yeah. I mean, the
ideal age to get pregnant is like 15 for the healthiest baby, but like no one's doing that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why you ever see like a teen mom, they bounce back from that pregnancy like immediately. It's what their body was meant to do.
That's the message of this podcast.
Do you ever watch Teen Mom?
Those kids, I avoided that show just because it put the fear of God in me.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's do this email because I think this is on subject. But listen, if you're out there, the geriatric doesn't change. We live longer than we've ever lived. Doesn't it go up? Why isn't it 37 now?
I think evolutionarily it should soon. I mean, right? I feel like eventually you would imagine that we would evolve so that like the primary age would be like later.
Yeah, I would. I hope the listeners know I'm talking out of my ass, but I'm like, I can't believe there's no middle name for it.
There should be. I agree. Like right? a tween years.
Yeah, tween pregnancy. I don't know.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, J&J, just started listening to your podcast this summer after falling upon The Betches. I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies. I love the book so much and needed some more. Thank you for being my source of advice and comedy. I'm wondering about the commitment excuse. I dated a guy for a couple months before straying apart. Okay, actually, he ghosted me. We reconnected a month later, and he apologized, saying we were moving too fast, and it freaked him out. Now we're just 2 a.m. hookups every month or so. Cool. Doesn't sound cool. I am just hearing you guys read this and already mocking myself.
For writing it.
Thank you. And we kid because we love. The thing is, every time we hook up, he starts a conversation about our quote-unquote relationship out of nowhere. Recently, he was talking about taking things slow, but he says he just isn't ready to commit. I try to stay level-headed and not get roped into it because if I get fucked over again, that's on me. I try to not to take him too seriously or say too much in these drunk conversations, but I like dating him and I still like seeing him. Do you think there's truly a wrong time for people and with time, things could be different? Is it an excuse? If a guy is afraid to commit, is that a real thing and how long does that last? What are the odds a girl he's already dated would make that go away? I guess I'm secretly hoping he gets some revelation and is like, oh yeah, she's great. Wishful thinking. What do you think?
I think this is a really good question.
It relates to everything we're talking about.
Right. Like, yeah. Well, I think it relates to some of what we're talking about and mostly in that early dating phase of like, if a guy says that he doesn't want to commit, does that mean that's never, if you wait around, I think a lot of girls are in this mindset of like, oh, maybe he doesn't want to commit right now, but if I like wait around for a while, maybe he'll change his mind and like see what, you know, like in the rom-coms, like, oh, yeah. Now I realized you're the one, like all that other.
Do you think you could have ended up with any of the other guys you dated? Like
that didn't want to date me? But
I'm saying, yeah, like, please take me back.
I mean, I dated guys for way too long thinking that they would like eventually come. All right. Dated, I'll use the term loosely. Like I would see guys for way too long, I think, thinking that they would come around and decide they wanted to and they didn't.
Was there ever the other way around where you ended something and you look back going like, I could have ended up with that guy?
Yeah. I've thought about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the difference with, I think, with men and women in that feeling is that guys will continue to have sex with that girl. Whereas for me, once I decide I'm not going to date that person, I stop seeing them.
Yeah.
That's like, I think that's really where like the big difference lies between like if the way I felt that way about a lot of guys, but I don't like really like hit them up for sex.
It's interesting because I was once told that, and I think I kind of agreed with this, that like it's most the one that got away is a male issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys are more willing to like cut off something that's pretty good because they're distracted by, you know, options.
Do you think that's, is that true?
I think that's somewhat true because I do, I think back, I'm like, oh, were there girls that I dated that it could have worked out with? And I'm like, yeah, practically wise, it could have worked out. But as far as me emotionally, like I wasn't ready to like be on that, like even give right. someone a chance. Like I wasn't even going to get let them in enough to be that for them.
Right.
So
that's a very interesting thing to hear.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the girls are like, why am I not good enough for this person that like they won't date me? And then however many years later or months later, they're dating someone else.
No. Yeah.
They're like, well, what does this person have that I don't have? And it's really not about you. It's about the person.
It was never about when I ended something. It was never like, fuck that person, you know, because most of my breakups.
Was it ever like we're not a match?
It was always we're not a match. But it was also I'm not even letting you in to figure out if you'll be a match.
I don't even care enough to really figure out if it could be something.
I'm not giving this the chance that maybe you are. And I think that's more of what happened. Like we have a lot of people that break up in the way that I've broken up with people right. where it's like nothing bad happened. It wasn't like uh-huh. they walked in on me cheating or I walked in on them. There wasn't a right. hateful moment. And those are the hardest breakups to have where it's,
mm-hmm.
oh, where there's no reason here. Because something she wrote is very screams to me. I'm wondering about the commitment excuse. Like, I don't like calling that an excuse. Like
it what, sounds like an excuse,
but what is the answer you would want? Like at that point, she it sounds like when
yeah,
you say
that answer is very hard to get closure with because you're like,
of course,
I don't because for me, like I've had a guy say this to me before. That excuse is kind of like, well, like I can't relate to that someone that I really am sexually attracted to and really like their personality. Yeah. That to me would never be, I would never be like, but I just don't want to commit. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like the options thing you were talking about with men and women. It's like, I don't see it as like, I could be sleeping with every guy out there, but like sure. now I'm like roped into having like romantic loving sex with this person. Like who wants like for as a woman,
as a woman in her 30s, unmarried.
Thank you.
You have to say it every time.
That's going to be the new way I introduce myself to anyone.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham, woman, 30s, not married.
Exactly. The government still considers me single.
Can I get the loan now? No, but I'll find a husband, I swear.
Thank you. This has been great. What were we saying?
The commitment.
Like for me, that's never been like, I just really just want to be able to hook up with anyone whenever I want to.
I think like a lot of, first of all, when you call it the commitment excuse, I'm not ready to commit excuse, that is you putting on us to give you a reason to be better for us. And that's like, I don't think that's fair to yourself at all. Like
right, so you're saying by calling it an excuse, we're thinking that it means you're covering up for some flaw of ours.
Yeah, give me the other answer that tells me how I could be better. And it's like, well, first of all, that's not very nice to yourself. Like who am I to tell? Right. I'm not. This isn't about you and things you're not adding up. It's not a math equation. You know, I'm sitting here going, you know, well, I'm not even letting you in enough to even like explore. Yes, we're committed to each other, but I'm not like fully like there,
right?
And it's like that has nothing
but
to do
about you not being there. Like yeah, that's you wouldn't be there with anyone.
That's not a girl that like magically because then a lot of women will write and go, well, and then the next girl all of a sudden he's in a relationship. And it's like I think that was their own breakthrough, not a woman's breakthrough.
Like about the match, you're saying?
I don't think that was like, yeah, I don't think that was like, oh, she scored better on the quiz. You right. know, it didn't.
Well, have you ever thought like, oh, well, this person, I kind of like, I'm not hesitant to commit, but for this person, I don't want to lose them. So I'm going to do it anyway. Like, I'm scared of this commitment, or this I'm hesitant to do this commitment, but I really like this person. So I'm going to do it anyway, because I don't want to lose this person.
This is kind of the problem with the dating apps and disposability. Like, you know, I do think a lot of guys, their ego is big enough, is so big, and like, you know, society, whatever you want to blame for that. But like, they're going, well, when I'm ready, the right person will be there. Mm-hmm. And that's a nicer way of saying there's a lot of fish in the sea.
Right.
You know, and I think also the clock works in there. You guys are working against this imaginary clock where a buzzer is going to go off that all of a sudden you're geriatric. And I'm working in a world where, you know, there are older men with younger women all around.
Your wife might not even be born yet.
You said it, not me. I'm just saying, and I know these are disgusting truths to discuss, but I'm saying when that's the world around you, then you go, well, I'll be okay, I think.
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
Your options aren't getting smaller is what you're thinking. Yeah. Right. For us, it's like also like the availability of like, unless you want to date younger, the availability of like of single eligible men only narrows the older you get.
Sure. That's the feeling. I would have. Yeah.
Unless you want to. I mean, like if you want to date younger, then yeah. But otherwise, like the older men are.
But then you're back in the
married,
pool
also,
of younger guys
yeah.
going, shots!
Right,
and
exactly.
You're, like,
you're not
you
really necessarily yeah. interested in that. So it does work sort of against you in that way. I find the idea that, like, in some ways it seems like, oh, like, guys are only ready to commit once they're old enough that no one wants to fuck them anymore.
So like, so once the... No, I think it's less about...
You know what I mean? Like,
I understand
I think
that.
Have you seen the movie The Wrestler?
Yeah.
Where he's like trying to date the stripper at the end.
He used to be like
the famous wrestler, and then like he like that now he's like
working
at the deli
counter. Yeah.
It's such a sad movie. And I'm like, oh, like here's the level of guy that like well now wants to commit.
Now,
okay, sure,
deli counter guy is ready. I you know, I think it's also we're not factoring in like the financial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just went on a vacation with my girlfriend. Okay. I was talking about this with a friend yesterday, and I was like, there were girls in the past that wanted to do vacations. They were ready for the next stop on the relationship bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I haven't taken 5 days off of stand-up in 9 years.
How did it feel?
I had a good time. It was great. I was fucked up. I went on the beach.
You look tan. I'm a little
thank you.
I'm a little jealous. You're tanner than me.
We were in Aruba. That sun don't stop. And I would sit out and you know, get drunk all day. We had a great time. I realized that I'm very loud. I didn't know that. I guess six vodka sodas.
Revelations.
Yeah. I just constantly me going, or just going, shh, you got to stop. And I go, me? You know, that was every day. But I was thinking about like, there were girls in the past that I was dating where they'd be like, okay, let's do the next thing that connects us more. Like, Jess and I doing the trip, going to the airport, going through customs,
yeah.
going through.
Your
that is
team.
All things that connect you more on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not saying everyone has to go on vacation, but take a fucking road trip that costs you $20. Like it's not.
Right.
I'm not saying everyone has to take whatever you know, but I'm saying the financial stuff where it's like if you're with someone who's like I'm ready for the next thing, which is a vacation together. I thought back of like me at 27. I could have gone, but I couldn't have dealt with the existential dread of having no career prospects when I come back. So like coming back at 27 and going back to an open mic would have fucking put the fear of God into me.
So you're saying you like, and is it this similar as like if you're for the people who aren't stand-up comedians?
Sure.
Like if a guy is like
junior,
his job, whatever, junior person in his job.
Let's say you're an accounting person and you're like in the first, you know, 2 years of working, you got this girlfriend who's like, yeah, I'm ready to like do the next thing. And you're going, I don't even like this accounting job. I might want to like switch to, you know, a different industry.
Right.
How is he going to go on a vacation and feel good about, you know, when the world is saying that you got to be a provider?
I think
and all
that's
that
a male
stuff.
Thing.
It's a very male thing. Someone wrote to me a DM the other day that they were mad that I was talking about how like women can't, you're saying women can't be the provider. I'm not saying that women can't be the provider. I'm saying
you're saying the societal pressure is different in the just same like in way, the same way it is for the babies.
Absolutely. Geriatric pregnancy is weighing on your mind. You're a loser who can't pay the mortgage is weighing on my mind. So like, okay. You know, like, and that's where this, you know, the commitment like discussion where you're like, I'm dating this guy who says he can't commit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not about you. It's about his bullshit.
Right.
His fears.
But regardless of that, you should move on because you could find someone who's not in that place who is ready to date you.
You're never going to convince him. You're not going to you're not going to be the and psychologist could, that switches it around for him.
Even if you could, you shouldn't have to and you shouldn't want to.
No, and also I've never gone from, like she said, the events go, we dated, we now we're 2 a.m. hookups.
Right. And you go back.
I don't think it's going back.
I think maybe like if you had a break, if you didn't see him for 5 years and you met 5 years later and he's in his
totally different story. Yeah. But whenever I've told that to women, they go, oh, okay, good. So I'll just keep hooking up for 5 years. You know, they never, you have to go away.
You have to go away, not care. And then
and re-meet and
they
re-date.
Do always come back.
Do they?
They do always come back. I found in my experience is they always come back. They always come back. And they're never serious until the time that you don't want them anymore.
Well, are they serious or are they trying to find a warm body? Because I've gone back and I've been like, oh, no one will talk to me, but this person will respond to my text. They've had sex with me before. So they will have sex with me again is really the reason a lot of guys come back.
Well, they still come back.
Yeah, they still come back.
And but then if you don't, but if you're not interested, they want to come back even more.
Yeah, it, because then it becomes, you know, why do guys play video games a lot of times? Win the level.
Right.
You know?
Well, now it's like you can't get to that level anymore.
Now, oh.
Sucks for you, Chad.
You hear that?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some awkward sex.
Let's do it. All right. Hi, Jared and Jordana. Happy pre-cuffing season. It's Fucktember.
Fucktember, baby. Fucktober.
It's last week in Fucktember.
We're heading to Fucktober.
A few nights ago, I went out with a guy who was
and
10.
Then it's November. Your mom asks you, are you dating anyone?
I go back. No one to bring home for Thanksgiving. I went back to his apartment. A few nights ago, I went out with a guy who was 10 out of 10 hot and apparently rich. The dream.
I like this person already.
I go back to his apartment, studio on the Upper East Side, and things
not
unfold.
Not so rich. Studio that, on the Upper
it's
East
Side. Not that hard to come by.
Yeah, how about a bedroom?
And things unfold as they usually do. I have an alarm set so I can go back in the morning and get ready for work. When I go to leave his apartment.
Hi, I'm Richie Rich. Welcome to my studio. Never been said.
When I go to leave his apartment around 6 a.m., I open the front door. The tenant across the hall also opens the door and calls his name. Also Jared, LOL. Clearly, I am not Jared. After she realizes this, she retreats awkwardly back into her unit without saying anything. A few hours later, I text the guy and mention it, and he brushes it off. I go to his place again last night, and he says he has to go into the unit across the hall since the other person moved out, and he has to take care of some things. Question mark. I thought it was a bit odd that he didn't say anything about the woman who asked for him the other morning, and now we're in her apartment, so I asked again. Turns out his family owns the whole building, and that was his mom.
Oh, shit, he is rich.
Anyway, please let me know.
I take it back.
What you'd call this one. meeting. Well, his family is rich.
Yeah.
He's at the studio in the building. Yeah. Meeting someone the family bitch.
Maybe that's, well, I think he's doing well because maybe the whole building is taken.
So it's now the only unit left for Richie Rich.
It's the studio. Oh, man. So she basically had an awkward run-in after sleeping at the guy's place.
Yes.
What would you call that?
Family Matters.
Oh, I like that. Mama's House.
Mama's Boy. Yeah.
Mama's Boy. I would call it, oh, my. Because that's the the noise she made when she saw him. When she saw the girl.
Would you be okay if with a girl who lived in the same, if her mom lived across the hall?
I'm pretty.
Are you still going to her apartment?
Yeah, I'm great with moms. I love a mom.
Mom is constantly just dropping in.
Hey, like I'm one of those that's like.
You wanted to bring your mom on vacation, right?
Well, this was. So we went to Aruba and I go, I was like, I booked the trip and I was like, you know, we should tell my parents. They love, you know, they'll come. And she was like, what?
No.
I don't.
Oh, your first vacation in 5 years?
Yeah.
You want to bring your mom along?
And I was like, I guess I hear your point.
Right.
So then I couldn't tell my mom because I was like, I knew the minute I said it, she would be like, well,
she'd want to come.
I'll see you there. And so then like 3 days before we left, I was talking on the phone with her and my mom was like, so what are you doing this week? What's going on this week? And I'm like, I'm actually going to Aruba on Tuesday. And she was like, what? For what? And I'm like, going on vacation, going with Jess. And she goes, you never told me. And I was like, well, someone on the trip,
you're
I'm not
going to
name names, wasn't, you know,
didn't want you there.
To have you as, you know, wasn't trying to get the word out, if you know what I mean. And my mom started laughing because she understood it. You know,
right.
That's the thing. Like, I don't hold back on this stuff. Like, when, like, you want to run into the mom in the hallway, if you ran into my mom, I'd be like, that's hilarious. It wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be lying about it like this guy.
No, I'd be like, yeah, that's mom. I own the building. Say hi to Frederick, the doorman. I'm Dunstan.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would be
Dunstan
like.
Dunstan checks in, yeah.
So, I don't know. Would this be a problem for you?
I wouldn't love it. I'm just imagine, like, yeah. I mean, I guess it would be fine if we were like, I'd be like, oh, I met his parents already. I'd be like the opposite of Jed from The Bachelorette.
He's
trying to downplay it. I'm like, man. I'd be like, yeah, like we first date, he's like obsessed with me.
Yeah, that's. It is funny what you know. What women will like, you know, and I met his friends. Okay, like right. I don't really see.
Yeah, that's not a huge barrier to entry.
No,
there.
I can tell.
I don't protect my friends. It's like It's like you're a single parent and they're your children. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh, you introduced me to your friend Bosworth. Like, yeah, Boz. Yeah, I think I'll be able to break the news
to
him.
I think he'll be okay if we don't work out.
Yeah, I think I'll let him know mom and dad broke up. You know, like.
Exactly. Do you have a name?
I like Family Matters. I like Big Mama's House.
I like that. Big Mama's House. Let's do it.
Not a red flag. I mean. Has anything ever happened to you like this where you like you ran into a parent or whatever?
Not really. Although when I was in high school, I lived my like house had very bad cell phone service.
Mm.
So you had to call my house in order to like.
That's enough reason for me to move out.
And you'd also get lost a lot. It was like kind of like in the a little bit in the middle of nowhere.
OK,
so I would have a guy I remember like wanted to take me on a date and he like called my house. Or like he was like coming to pick me up, but he was like lost. So he called my house and my mom answered. And then like she put me on the phone and she was like, listening in on the whole conversation. She was like, nigga left. And I'm like, get off the phone.
Remember that like growing up when you'd be like, call my house, but I'll pick up on the first ring.
Right.
Like it was like be talking on AIM or some shit. And you'd be like, I call right
before
now.
Before cell phones.
Before cell phones. So you pick it up right as it, so it wouldn't
but
ring
then
in the
someone
house.
Else could still be on the, like, listening in.
Yeah.
Thank God we don't have to deal with that anymore.
Thank you to our God, the cell phone. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Keep sending these emails. I love these emails.
They're great.
Do we have a lot of them? We get a lot.
The awkward sex?
Or just all, emails.
Yeah,
in
we get hundreds and hundreds a week. So don't. Be upset if we don't answer yours immediately. I mean, obviously, we're not going to get to all of them, but we're going to try to get to as many as we can.
But remember, be interesting and, you know, make them not,
be interesting.
Not that long.
Yes.
If it's
B-I-N-T-L. Be interesting, not that long.
There we go. B-I-N-N-T-L.
Bintel. That's our new slogan. That's the for new emails. Slogan.
Hi, J&J. I'll get right to it. See? Right away. Getting right on the podcast. I'm guilty of stalking the following page on occasion. The following page.
On Instagram. That's called the... It's
not I do the Discover page.
No, not the Discover page. The Discover page is for amateurs.
Okay.
It's more, you see where you go and says you, and then it says following. And now I get to see who's liking and commenting on everyone's
the
posts.
The following page is for the real crazies.
That's for me. I'm on that constantly. More than the regular page.
This is when you know women are fucking evil.
Oh, I'm a lunatic. Yeah.
I don't think any men even know the following
page
exists.
That's how we find out that you're following all these Instagram people.
This is what I'm saying. The following
page. Liking the pics.
And that's, that's why women are like, I'm so embarrassed. You're following. And it's like, embarrassed for who? You're the only one on that page.
No, your friends are on it too.
This is what the older you get, the more you realize how hyper-competitive so many women are behind the scenes.
I'm like, interesting that you like that photo. Who else is in it?
Yeah.
What?
Have you gotten to the Zillow ages yet? What you find out a lot is that like a lot of my friends that are in relationships, like the wife is a big.
Oh, she looks up the address to see how much the apartment costs. Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
This is not a lot of men are doing that.
Oh, it's like, that's like one of the most fun activities.
Men don't want to find
out. Give me your address so I can find out how much your rent is.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Can you believe they pay $4,500 a month?
You guys are out of your mind. There is a, and you find out right away.
I'm surprised you don't do it. Why wouldn't you?
I don't need to know what people spend on their fucking place. Like, it doesn't help me or hurt me. Like, what am I going to do with that information? Well, I stalked it morning after my boyfriend went out with his guy friends to a bar. I noticed that my boyfriend had followed a random girl at 2 a.m. Ooh. I asked him if he had met.
I love that she found out the time too. It's great.
Yeah, this is. So she
I
was
like
up
this girl. She's a.
I asked him if he had met any girls last night, and he told me no. Upon further question, have you met any girls last night?
How do you ask that casually?
Meet any girls last? Like that's how I imagine it being asked. Upon further questioning,
I feel like it's so funny that all the movies, the detectives are these men. Like women would be so much better at it.
Yeah. I think, they would really...
You said you went to the victim's house at 4? Because your story says that I...
I think Mark Norman, great comic, has a joke about this.
Does he? That's funny.
About women being detectives. I don't know. Look him up on
Instagram.
We would
be so much better at solving these murders.
Upon further questioning, came to find out he had met that girl. His friend Kenny, always a Kenny, had ran into his ex-girlfriend, whom he still hooks up with.
Kenny is always a bad influence name.
Kenny's a bad name. Yeah. Bad dude name. And she was friends with her. Also,
she was with her friend.
Women also have this thing where certain friends are good at, they want you hang out with certain friends, don't want you hanging out with other friends. Like I've a lot of times been not liked by the significant others.
I could see that.
Of my friends because I'm there going, like I'm like the truth sayer.
Well, you... Are you the truth sayer or have more fun tonight?
I guess I'm the hater.
Or like relationships are unnecessary kind of guy.
I would never say relationships are unnecessary, but I guess I'm a window into the life that they're leaving behind at a certain point.
Right.
So if you have your friend Kenny.
Well, it's like, do you want Jess going to hang out with all her friends with babies? It's like the same. The married friend with three kids is probably the equivalent of you back in the day to these girls. Okay.
Like, yeah. Like, if
stop putting those ideas in his head.
Hopped up ideas in your head. Yeah. And she was with her friend, aka the girl my boyfriend followed on Instagram. After all the lying, saying he didn't know who she was, he finally told me the truth. They had hung out at the bar and played tic-tac-toe and exchanged Instagrams.
She really got a lot out of him, actually. That's kind of impressive.
Tic-tac-toe is one of those things that a guy would say to soften it. Like, we were just playing tic-tac-toe.
Right.
Like, it's a kid's game. Okay. No one fucks after tic-tac-toe.
It's a flirty game, though, I think. Any game is a flirty game.
I'm with you. This was his way of trying to bring it. Yeah. Tic-tac-toe. He tells me nothing else happened. Oh, we do tic-tac-toe! And they all went home separately. What would you two do if you were in my position? Would you believe him? Am I being crazy? Side note, the girl follows 43 people on Instagram, so to me, that's pretty weird. She would want to follow some stranger in the bar. Should I trust him or should I move on? I hope you picked this email because I need all the advice I can get from you guys. What do you think?
Good email, straight to the point.
Love it. It's a good, and it's also the perfect You Up podcast email because it's dealing the intersection of technology and trust and relationships.
Right.
It's all there, and it's a situation.
It's the lipstick on the collar.
This is the lipstick. Yeah, absolutely. I'm starting to compare Instagram to like your drunk friend from college. Just like always just like getting you in trouble, and like saying the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Right.
It's like, weren't you really into butts? Yeah, I'm into butts, Instagram. Quiet down.
Stop suggesting all these other things.
Look at these other butts. Okay, Instagram, put it away.
Right.
You know, what That's do you very think? Funny. Would you be?
I would be. Okay. Part of I feel for her because this is one of those things where you could build the case either way.
You can't, you know, unsee, I mean, this shit.
You can't, yeah, unsee it, but like it's the, he lied about it, right?
Yeah.
So like he could have lied because like this is not something that she would want to hear. And he, and in my head, I'm kind of like, he could have lied because it was actually relatively innocent. Maybe he was doing some flirting, but like whatever.
Yep. Yep.
And then he followed her on Insta and because he was drunk and he was just kind of like whatever. But sure, it didn't actually mean anything.
Yeah,
it could be that, which, yeah, is like the case that he's saying, and he just didn't tell her because like she seems like someone who would definitely be upset. Like it seems like if she were the kind of girl who might be like, oh, like fine with that, he wouldn't. He would have told her the truth.
Sure, he would have been like, ah, I met this girl. She was flirting with me. We follow each other on Instagram. I'll follow, unfollow right now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. He went into full
right, which would still be kind of annoying, but
still
like
annoying.
More okay. The lying thing is like makes me a little uncomfortable, but from the extensiveness of her stalking and questioning, I could sort of understand why
she
might be
this
tempted to do so. But I do think it's shady, and I don't think it necessarily means nothing. What do you think?
It's not nothing. I don't know. You know, she says it's her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I stalked my boyfriend, so they're together.
Right.
They are. I would. Is this something that happens all the time? Is this
right,
is this kind of out of nowhere?
Do you not trust him?
Because it
doesn't
type
seem
of,
like you do.
Yeah, there's two type of boyfriend flirts.
Right.
There's the one where you're setting yourself up for the hookup later after the relationship ends.
And the one where you're just trying to entertain yourself when you're there, I
yeah
think. Right?
And I think that's like kind of normal. As, I don't know, no
as
one wants
person
to hear that. As a person, someone cute and attractive is looking you in the eye and talking to you and being like, hey, and touching your arm and you're going, and you're like, ah, whatever. And then you get a little drunk. And then they're like, I should follow you. And then you
right
want to follow because you're like, oh, I just want to see what this girl looks like when she goes out in Miami. You know, like, I understand.
I think it could happen the other way around. I think girls, like, I don't think it's like,
absolutely,
I don't think it's a necessarily like a terrible thing to be out and flirt with someone when you're in a relationship.
You,
as
well,
long as you're not, again, as long as it's the type one part.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. Yeah,
like if your girlfriend went out with her friends and they were talking to a group of guys and she was talking to some guy like for a bit, would you be upset?
I wouldn't be upset. You know, like
I mean,
out of sight, out of mind.
Probably,
you know,
right,
like I don't.
You wouldn't know.
No.
And like even if you did, you'd probably be like, all right, well, like whatever. Like,
and I would understand,
just talk to an attractive person.
I would also understand him going, hey, I should follow you on Instagram.
Right.
Because he wants more information. He wants to look at her and see what she looks like in the light of a sepia tone.
Right.
So I do understand how the Instagram thing happens. She says she only follows 43 people. Yeah, this girl was attracted to your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, and I think women do this too. I think we all want to see if the claws still are sharp.
Yeah.
You know,
want to make sure you still got it.
Still got it. Still, and you're out. You're having fun with your friend who's flirting with his girlfriend. There's another girl there. You're not necessarily flirting, but you're talking. I do see how this stuff like all happens. I do understand why she's upset because it's like you have to fucking follow. Like you have to
right
go that extra step where you now basically have each other's numbers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the
right
thing.
Right now,
that
it's like you're maintaining a connection, which is
yeah
the that, annoying thing.
So now that person's there for it's if not, we break up. Now you have a backup plan. Like, what the fuck?
Right. That part, I agree, is like the more.
Yeah, it's one thing to flirt and be nice and, you know, laugh at someone's joke at a bar. It's another thing to, like, have all their information to, you know.
Right, to be able to, like, contact them when you need to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and, yeah. and to have a backup plan for this relationship. So, and I call, I mean, I've called
right.
it on
it's
this
like
podcast.
Finding the card with the person's number on the, how it used to be, like in the jacket.
Sure. And you're like, who's this number? And you're like, right. well, we met, we were talking and, you know.
Why do you need her number?
Well, she's.
Or like, if you got the number, just throw it out. Yeah. You used to like, be able to like, you know, I feel like you used to maybe like be able to throw out a number.
Sure. I mean, this guy never thought you were going to be on the following page and see this shit. But I mean, I've called the hookup alley-oop.
Right.
This is him. It's one or the other. It's that he's about to throw the ball to himself when he's single, or right. and the hookup alley-oop is when you're in a relationship, you get someone's information,
lining people up.
You're lining them up for when you right. dunk them when you're eventually single.
When she says that, should I trust him or should I move on? I think what you said earlier is the most important thing. Is this like sort of like a pattern of?
Yeah.
If this is an isolated incident, I think you can let it go.
Sure.
Or you can say that it made that kind of upset you and made you uncomfortable, but then let it go. If this is something that happens kind of frequently, or something that obviously not this exact thing, but things that are like that sort of make you think that perhaps he's not like 100% in it, or he's like still looking elsewhere, I think then that's like a bigger cause for concern.
If once a week he goes out with Kenny and he never responds to you, yeah,
right.
this is what he does, and he got caught one of the million times he does this.
Right.
But if this is one night, I think you talk it out and you say to him, unfollow that,
right.
that person.
I mean, yeah, and I think it would be the same thing for you if as the girl. Like, if you were going out constantly with your friends and following various guys at 2 a.m, like, that would yeah. be some cause for someone else's
and
concern.
And if it happened once, you go, yeah, I was
with
my friends.
That was weird, sorry,
whatever.
That was weird, I'll unfollow.
UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Hey, J&J, big fan of the podcast. I've been listening since I started with the apps on and off for the past 2 years. I recently went on a second date with a guy where he suggested we switch bars. Taking Jared's advice to switch it up during a date, we switch bars. But I know, have I said that on this show?
You say that a lot, yeah.
Switch bars.
Yeah.
Always
switch
travel.
Bars.
It's a
traveling.
Traveling yes. is you saying yes and getting, you know, It's a buying signal. But I noticed that when we left the first bar, we were heading towards the cross streets of his apartment. When we turned onto what I presumed was his street, I asked if we were going towards his apartment. He said yes, but also suggested we go to another bar. I chose to go to the bar, given it was the second date. At the bar, he mentioned that if it was the third date, I may have chosen his apartment instead for a drink. Discussion of a third date has come up since, and at what point do you stop going for drinks and you go for dinner or other fun things, comedy shows or other activities? 2, a part of me wants to not follow his pathway, first date, second date, third date, fuck, just to show a little control. I also feel like if I go to his apartment on a third date, I'm just another girl and nothing will come of it. If I don't go back to his apartment on the third date, does that send a more serious message or does it not make a difference? Thanks in advance. What do you think of this? I don't like that he was like...
He like led her to the apartment and then tried to like
yeah.
Is that what she's saying? It's like a little...
I guess they were walking towards his apartment. He's like, we can do my apartment or another bar. And she's like, I'll do the bar. And then they get to the third. And then the discussion becomes, well... I guess I'll have to wait till the third date. Hint,
right.
hint.
Okay,
we
I see.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Naked. That type of thing.
Yeah, that would annoy
it's
me a
cheesy.
Little bit. It's also just kind. It's like in the same way that like you probably think that we're formulaic when we're thinking
sure.
about it like that. Like to almost like to say it out loud, take something away from it. Like if that had happened naturally, it would be like one thing.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like. No one likes to feel like something is like expected of them.
Yeah.
This makes you think like, oh, if we go out again, like. Like, this is what I'm expecting from you.
To me, this isn't the match.
Yeah.
To me, if you're on a date and the guy goes, back to my place, and you go, really? I guess we're a third date. It's like, that's
right.
someone
like,
who's...
Very clear about like, what they want. I feel
clear
like
about what
that.
They want. Also, like, their confidence is low on how this is going.
Right, they feel the need to, like, rush it, almost.
Totally.
Right.
I think the problem with this date in general is these are two people... that are putting the value of if this person likes me on the hookup. So like even
right.
she says like, I don't want to, if I go back to his apartment on the third date, am I just another girl? Well, do you want to?
Right. Like, that's the bigger question. Yeah.
You know, I there's this whole thing of like,
doesn't seem like you like him that much.
Hook up because you will feel good about the hookup.
Right. Not time it so that it's like, so that it creates the optimal like relationship.
Yeah. And I get why people do that, but like, no fuck has ever kept me.
Right. Well, I'm saying like that's why she's thinking it about it in the wrong way. Like how, and we've discussed this on previous episodes. It's not like how long do I need to wait so that he'll like me. It's more like how will having sex with him on X date make me feel?
I think it won't make you feel good. If you don't even feel good talking about the hypothetical sex,
right?
How are you gonna feel after you've done it?
Right. And it sounds like if you go on this third date with him, he's gonna be like kind of pushy
like
about
like
it.
Like a Wolverine. Right?
Yeah. Like that's not fun.
No. I
would, doesn't feel spontaneous and sexy.
I would cut bait because
it sounds like you're signing a contract. Like, yeah. Okay, we go out again. Like we go out again, like you're coming back, right? Like right? Next time you're coming back, right?
That'd be the most annoying. Right. Yeah, he's a used car salesman right. At that point.
It's like someone who asks you if they can like kiss you.
Hey, yeah.
It's kind of annoying. Like,
how do I get you into this dick?
Right.
You know, like what can I do here? I cut the price? Do I gotta take you out again? Like it's like what?
Right.
When does this become, you know, like...
That's not the way to close.
No. I think just because you found someone that went on a couple dates with you doesn't mean you have to go on two more dates with them. So, like, hey, yeah, you guys went out. It got a little weird on the second one. Goodbye.
Right.
My parents, we always say, we say goodbye. And say, my aunt used to date a guy who loved talking about Italian meats. Okay. So he'd always go, the Capricorn, the blah, blah, blah. You know, he'd say all the names. And then he would, we just started making fun of him.
The Gabagool.
The Gabagool. Okay. We started calling it Gabagoo.
Okay.
And now when we say goodbye, like when someone's like going on a little too long, we go, okay, Gabagoo.
I find it so funny. You have like this like adorable little like family dynamic.
What, really?
Do you guys go on bike rides together?
We've ridden bike. No, we go get pedicures. That's something we do on occasion.
You have
occasion.
This like little like wholesome family with their own like little inside jokes and shit.
Well, I think
it's kind of cute.
We should have this is applicable to this date. Right. This has gone on a little too. Okay, Gabagoo.
Yeah,
Gabagoo.
I feel that.
You know, like I think it's a. It is because sometimes I'll be on the, like, I'll call my parents when I'm walking somewhere so that I have someone to talk to so I don't have to feel like I'm walking.
Okay.
So I'll be like, and then, like, they'll catch wind of, like, oh, you're just calling me to fill space?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, Gabagoo. You know, like.
Right, because they know it was a filler call.
This is a filler date.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get to fucktown. Gabagoo.
Bye.
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games, okay. Red flag or deal breaker? 1 month into going out, his mom hijacks your date, orders dessert, and sits next to you on a shared booth. This girl wrote in that that's actually happened to her.
It happened?
Yes.
She
pops into the restaurant, orders dessert.
It is ballsy.
Like, would your mom do that?
I would like to think. I would be more the one to be like, sit, you know, whatever.
Well, here's the thing. He had to have invited her, right? Or told her where he was.
The only way this... I don't know. I could see the situation where you're in a, you know, city A and your family lives in city A too, and they're walking by and they see you in the restaurant. And they go, oh shit. And they walk in and you go, we're about to sit. Oh, we'll have dessert. We'll have coffee. I could see that happening. I don't know if I'm creating a reality.
It would depend more on the guy's reaction, I think, to this happening than the fact that she did it.
How would his reaction have to be?
If he was like, oh yeah, my mom's, it's great, my mom's coming in, she's gonna like she wants to...
Oh, if he planned it?
Either he planned it or he just said it, he didn't ask you, he was just kind of like, oh, my mom's gonna join us, like, I hope you don't care.
Hope you don't mind.
Right. Or
oh,
like,
that would be annoying.
That would be annoying, but if it was kind of like, oh, like, my mom is like, I'm sorry, my mom is like a pill.
Pill.
A pill. And she's...
She told me she's showing up.
She's showing up. I'm really sorry. This is like kind of
those
weird.
Those two ways
are very
deal different. Breaker.
Both ways.
Both those ways. If it happens those ways,
okay.
Out.
What?
Because that ain't getting better. If a mom thinks that she can just overtake a date
And
he doesn't do anything. And also he doesn't. And he's like, we just have to deal with this now. If you're dealing with it on the first date, it's only getting worse from there.
Right.
The other way that I just explained where it's like, a happenstance thing where like, oh, they're walking. What shit, you're here. You know, if it's a surprise.
So only if the mom has forced herself in there.
If I'm it's saying. Forced on the date,
if she sees you, okay.
If she's if it's.
She would have to see you and plop in.
I didn't know you were going to be here. Hey, and then plop in. I'm fine with that. Because that you
that's
can't.
That's fair. I think that's accurate. Right. That's just, you need a guy who understands boundaries.
Yeah, you need to.
Or a girl.
And a mom that understands boundaries.
Right.
You know, like I told the story about going to Ruin, telling to my mom, like, and telling her the story about like someone didn't want you there. Her laughing at that is an understanding of like, yeah, 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 back
right.
away.
Right. She wasn't like, what do you mean she didn't want
yeah,
me to
yeah,
come?
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't the response.
Well, screw her.
Yeah, get rid of that.
I'm
bitch.
Coming anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't that.
Book yourself a two double beds.
I'll be in the bed. I'm gonna be at the shuffleboard court. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
I agree with you. Yeah. Now that you said that,
their room has absolutely zero decor. It's just white walls and a bed.
I think I'm okay with this because guys are like, I feel like they're are similar or close to that. Sure. I've met a lot of guys who are maybe not that exactly.
You're looking
close.
At one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not.
You're not finding the correct art
no,
to put on the.
It doesn't. There's no live, laugh, love poster above
any
my bed.
Family pics?
In the living room, kind
of. Or does it look like a serial killer, like, storage space?
It looks
space?
Like I moved in 6 months ago and I moved in 3 years ago.
Okay, so that's you.
That's
what me. If what if it happened with the girl? What if you went to Jess's apartment?
Blank it wouldn't,
white walls.
It wouldn't speak to me. Like, it wouldn't be like, I wouldn't go back to my friends and be like, and I mean, you won't believe how she lives. I think dirty is worse than that.
Dirty is worse than uninteresting.
Uninteresting. Like, I don't. You know, I don't think I would. I by the time that became something I thought about, I'd be so deep in the relationship. I'd be like, can I really deal? Like, is this woman not going to make it
you,
a home?
You would you know? Just you would just use it as your I can't commit
I can, yeah.
thing.
I can't commit to someone who won't put a poster on their wall.
You know, a poster?
Like, I don't know. What do you put Older. On? Where are the plants?
Right.
How can I
there
expect you to have a child
before
35?
You can't even take care of a succulent. All right.
Let's do one more.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Hey, Jared and Jordana, love the pod, listen every week. I'd love to get your thoughts on something odd that's happening with a guy I'm seeing. We had matched a few times on the apps, and the last time, finally decided to meet. Had a lot of fun, and attraction is definitely there. After the first date, he started Snapchatting me to tell me how his day went instead of texting me, which is fine, except he always uses the bunny filter. I find it a bit of a turnoff, and between the voice and the ears moving, it's hard to concentrate on what he's actually saying. I've asked him to text me, but he won't. Am I letting this bother me too much? My question is this a red flag or a deal breaker? This is a great one.
This is a very funny one. I like that it's real.
I love that it's real because I wouldn't believe it unless it was written in this way.
It's so absurd. I think it's a deal breaker.
Definitely a deal breaker.
It means you're like kind of absurd. Either you're either absurd or like very insecure.
Mm.
Like you can't like show your face without a filter.
What's funny to me is like the email together as one whole thing makes it a deal breaker. You matched a bunch of times on an app. You finally went out. He won't text.
Why is he finally went out bad?
Just the idea that this finally happened, a first date.
Okay.
If a first date took this long, how long is it going to take for the second date after you guys have already met and he's like, he knows he can have you meet him up?
Okay.
He won't text you. He'll only Snapchat you. And three strikes, you're out. And now it's bunny filter. To me, he's trying to, when someone does that, they're trying to keep you in a cartoonish, non-serious world.
Okay.
So that's why he comes in with bunny filter. That's why he's on Snapchat. He could unsubscribe from you at any time, and now he's just the bunny boy.
Right. He's not looking to not be ridiculous to you.
Yeah.
Because if you were talking to a girl and you're like, we're taking her seriously.
Yeah, we're texting.
One of the first things you'd probably do is not use the bunny filter.
Yeah. I mean, also, there's a little bit of badness to that because guys do like looking good. This is like an underrated thing.
Okay.
He thinks he looks
That's
good.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit, it's like sort of like absurdity mixed with insecurity.
Yes, absolutely. It's and if a girl did it to me where
everything
was
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, this girl can't even look herself in the mirror.
She's sending you nudes with the
bunny
filter.
I mean, if I was into that, if I was like a furry, I'd be like, okay, yeah, at least I found the one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's our show.
A long one, but I think it was necessary. I think we had to get a lot of out of our system.
We did. And next week, we've got a really special guest.
Special guest. And if you're in Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, get those tickets. We're coming soon. If you're in the East Coast shows, those are also coming up. November 4th through the... November 8th. D.C., Boston, Philadelphia,
and New York.
New York. I'm telling you right now, Boston and New York, you better get those tickets now because...
They're selling out.
Gabagoo to those. And I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Again? Or no?
It hasn't happened yet. Okay. It's October...
Fucktober
2nd. Through October 3rd through 5th, I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm doing stand-up. A lot of people have made fun of me because I put up dates on my Instagram where I'm like, I'm coming to Miami, Boston, New York,
Appleton, Wisconsin.
they're like, LOL, Appleton. No, I can't wait to go. I love a weekend at a club, and I'm going to be doing stand-up there. So if you guys know people in the area or in the area, come, bring the group chat. My debut stand-up album is coming out on Friday. You can stream it on everything. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music. It's out there. Just search my name, Jared Fried. It's called Always a Mama Bear. If you like the podcast, I'm sure you're going to like this. I taped it during a sold-out weekend at Gotham Comedy Club in New York. The shows were spectacular, and I'm very proud of the album, and I would love for you to listen. So go check it out. It's called Always a Mama Bear, and it's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music and Pandora. You can also buy the album on Apple Music. That'd be great, too. But however you want to listen, just give it a shot. Check it out. But anything else going on?
That's it. Download ship. Cupping season. Get yours.
Boom.
Betches.